You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The biggest difference between African and Filipino Catholics discovered at the 51st International Eucharistic Congress in Cebu, Philippines, is the way Mass is celebrated. That's the view of the National Delegate from Lesotho, Father Meshack Mane Finithi. He spoke to Sean Patrick Lovett.
So I'm sitting with the delegate from Lesotho to the International Eucharistic Congress here in Cebu. To send someone all the way from Lesotho, it means you must think this is a very important event.
Yes, of course. Being the Eucharist as the center of our believers, Catholics, it's good that we decided in Lesotho that they bring me here to witness the important event of the Church, and to celebrate together with the people of Philippines.
But you're very far from home. How does it feel like to be so far from Africa to Asia?
Yes, this time difference is especially when I'm trying to sleep during the night. It's not really easy for me. I woke up very late because the time difference says to me when it is the time for me to sleep, it's when it's about to wake up in the morning here. That is the problem.
Actually, I also meant in terms of culture. It's a long way from the African culture to come from Lesotho to come to the Philippines. What are some of the biggest differences that you've noticed?
The differences that I've noticed here is the way of one, the culture of the Catholic Mass is the same, but the way we celebrate is different. When coming to music, probably, in Africa, we are dancing. We are dancing in the celebration of the Mass, and we take our time. We take our time, probably 2 to 3 hours in one Mass, because we take our time. We dance, we clap hands. That is the most difference that I've noticed here.
And if you had to say, what does Africa have to offer in terms of a Eucharistic spirituality? What is the contribution that Africa can offer?
What Africa can offer in terms of the Eucharistic spirituality, in fact, what we are offering as Africans is the process of how we are engaging people in the Eucharistic celebration, especially in an active participation, that they must have the sense of ownership, that while they are in the celebration of the Eucharist, they are part and parcel of that celebration.
And what have you seen here in the Philippines in your experience? How does that compare with the Asian or the Filipino idea of the spirituality attached to the Eucharist?
Yes, in Philippines here, as I've just observed, it's my second time to be in Philippines. I came here last year while we were invited as a national delegate by the local committee for the IEC. So for me, it was so amazing, and I've already observing that even now, that there is an active participation. I don't see the difference. As I've mentioned, the difference is that during the celebration of the Eucharist, we are dancing. But here, though they are not dancing, but I see an active, fully active participation.
Some people I've heard criticizing and saying that some of the talks and discussions around the Congress have been very theological, very pie in the sky, very high up there, very theoretical. Whereas the issues in Africa, or certainly in Lesotho, are very down on the ground. We're talking about poverty, unemployment. We're talking about very specific issues that need to be addressed. Has that been your experience?
Yeah, it's true. The discussion seem to be more theological, more probably we can say more scientific, that they cannot even go up to the laity who are not having the theological background, that they cannot even understand all these concepts. But then what was in my mind as an African, I thought of having the discussions, the presentation, a very short and down to earth, and after that the group discussions, which might come up with something concrete that people clearly they understand what is happening. But if it's only the presentation and after that we go out, I don't see it benefiting the laity, especially for us priests. Okay, fine, is who have the background of theology and everything, but for the laity, and it is supposed to be as African priests, I could want it to be down to earth so that it can touch the life of the people, as we have just mentioned, the poverty and everything. That when we see the Eucharist, we see the center of answering all our anguish and everything.